What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! You better put them hands together.
Wednesday on B&E, putting together. We got a lot coming, including Chris Beard. And we're going to ask Coach Beard. He's in New York, where they have a lot of great musical conferences and shows because... musical performances and shows, because earlier in the show we were talking about at the new basketball arena that's being erected, that you're going to go see, you're hoping to go see a Andrea Bocelli concert, which
June
has been announced for June
22nd. Yep.
In that building, and you said you will definitely cry at that show. You'll tear up.
There will be no doubt about it. I've done it the other ones.
And so...
I've been with my wife and had to turn to the side a little bit, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That music will make me cry. And somebody said,
and that's
Paul
okay.
McCartney sing Paul McCartney with Wings.
Yeah. So that's what, again, that's what great art is. It moves you, right? Whether it's anger or
I try not to let movies do
fear,
that to me. Yeah.
Or tears. You know, just your true emotion. It draws it out of you. A great song or a great concert.
I've never been with
a movie.
Another person at a movie that I've cried at.
No.
And I don't do that. Like, if I'm with my wife at a movie, I'm not going to let that. I'm not crying.
Oh, you would cry if she wasn't there, but you won't because you're a tough guy? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I'm a tough guy. But at the concert, Andrea Bocelli singing Time to Say Goodbye will make me cry. That's just going to happen.
And in that new arena with the great acoustics they're going to have. We'll ask Coach Beard to see when's the last time he teared up at a concert or movie.
He's going
to
tell you never.
You think
so? Doesn't
happen
to him because he's a tough guy.
I'm trying to think, you know, the Eagles are coming there for two shows now. They sold out, and that's going to be in the spring. I don't know if the Eagles would get me there. Maybe because they're going to sing the entirety of Hotel California.
Sure.
Front to back, and then some other classic Eagles hits. I don't know. But yeah, I will readily admit I've boo-hooed at certain shows when it's really powerful.
By the way, Larry Fitzgerald's assistant doesn't look anything
like
Barack
tears.
Obama.
What?
She is. She's smoking.
What are you saying about Barack
Someone
Obama?
Says, the assistant looks like Barack Obama. No, she doesn't.
Oh, Larry Fitzgerald's assistant?
No, she does not. By the way, that's why they call them exes. What does the X have to do with any of this, Zay, anyway?
Man, you can't
she's an
X. Says. She's just bitter.
If they got kids together, then...
Well, yeah, that's
yeah, that,
true.
That counts. That does count. But no. You can't buy into that.
I will also say that most...
His assistants staying at the same hotel doesn't mean they stayed in the same room.
I don't know. It's all salacious here. I don't know.
Yes.
Because most wealthy people and busy people have an assistant, right? A personal assistant that helps
sure.
with their schedule and their calendar and remind them of this and... You know, then that's okay.
Now, if you got an assistant and you got a wife with kids, that wife can say, she can't look like that. She does have to look like Barack Obama. If that's your assistant, you need to go. She is going to recommend you get another assistant. That's what your wife would
if
do.
You need an assistant. It can be
Let
a guy
help.
Named Barry Jones. It cannot be...
or Barry Gordy. It can be Barry Gordy
well,
or Barry Jones.
Yeah, she wants
yes.
to, you know, make
but
your relationship
she
feel
can't
safe,
look
right?
like that right there.
Didn't Warren Moon do this Tuesday back in the day? The former Oilers quarterback, he had an assistant that turned into a problem.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
No, your assistant can't be a problem. And no, she can't look like that assistant looks. Because that does not look like Barack Obama.
I don't think that assistant looks like Barack Obama.
No.
Oh, by the way, on our words for 2021 that people mispronounce the most, according to the Associated Press. So President Biden and Barack Obama, according to this story, both got this wrong. Over the last half decade, the word Glasgow, the country where they're going to have an upcoming summit, you know, Glasgow,
yes.
That's a commonly mispronounced word, apparently. And both those presidents got it wrong. They call it Glasgow. It's not Glasgow.
No.
Glasgow.
There you go.
Thank you. It's like the state of Oregon. If you ever go to the state of Oregon, Buck, they hate it if you call it Oregon.
Oh, not it's Oregon.
It's Oregon.
Yes.
See? Got to get these things right for people.
Or if you go to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, it's Bethlehem. Bethlehem.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of states and areas of Texas where they get that. Like our man Chad Hastings, who's from Waxahachie.
Yes.
In the midday show, he will tell you that if because there's a little town near Waxahachie called, it's spelled Italy, but according to Chad, it's Italy. Like, you can't call it Italy.
Like Bethlehem.
It's Italy.
Yeah, Italy.
Italy.
You got it.
But it's spelled Italy. You know, I don't know. It's like Manshack or something out there in South Austin, or south of Austin. And I used to live in a place called Buda, and you know, everybody from that doesn't live here calls it Buda. Everyone yes. calls it Buda. Like, all our relatives back in Ohio, well, sure. how are things in Buda?
No, I don't live in Buda. Buda's a little round-bellied dude with coins in front of him.
Yeah, man. So, yes. So, hold on. So, it's Bethlehem?
Bethlehem, yeah.
They don't like Bethlehem?
No, they don't really say Bethlehem. It's Bethlehem.
It's like slang.
It is. It's slangy.
Okay. I'm learning Bethlehem. I never knew that. I knew you grew up there, but I never had known that that's how they call it. Or they pronounce it in Bethlehem.
Yes.
Okay. I'm down. Let's get to your headlines. Trending topics. Chris Beard at 8:25. And movies or songs that make you cry. Or concerts that made you cry. And there's no shame in it. Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Lawn Equipment Rentals.
Or assistants that make you cry.
Or exes.
Exes.
All eyes on Ohio State transfer quarterback Quinn Ewers this morning as he continues to weigh his options after entering the transfer portal last week. Over the weekend, the former five-star QB from South Lake Carroll visited the Texas Tech campus over the weekend. Reportedly was at TCU earlier in the week. Texas is believed to be in a prime spot with the former five-star QB, but obviously they have plenty of competition. As a junior at South Lake, you'll remember that Ewers led the Dragons to the 6A state championship game. That was just last December. That's where they lost to Westlake and their five-star quarterback, Cade Klubnik. Congratulations yesterday to the now senior Klubnik. He was named the Gatorade Texas Football Player of the Year, best player in the state, according to Gatorade. The Clemson commitment will also is one of three nominees for the National Gatorade Player of the Year Award, which will be announced later next week. This Saturday, more importantly, Klubnik and the Westlake Shaps will face undefeated Katy in a much-anticipated 6A state semifinal matchup. That'll be at McLean Stadium in Waco. Should be one heck of a game. Speaking of transfer portal quarterbacks, a week after announcing Brian Kelly as their new head coach, LSU could be on the verge of losing both their quarterbacks, with Max Johnson, along with his brother, a prized tight end recruit, in the news. Johnson, the son of former NFL QB Brad Johnson, has entered the transfer portal, and his brother Jake has reopened his commitment 1 week to the early signing window. Moves on the college football coaching carousel yesterday. More of them. Mario Cristobal officially introduced as the new head coach at Miami to replace Manny Diaz. And Ohio State head coach Ryan Day announced officially that the Buckeyes have lured Jim Knowles away from Oklahoma State. He's going to take over the defense in Columbus. NBA last night, Mavericks seemingly in control over Brooklyn, up 17 in the third quarter. Kevin Durant and James Harden rally the Nets all the way back. They outscore the Mavericks 27-13 in the fourth quarter and win the game 102-99. Harden had 22 points, 12 assists. Durant scored 24. Also last night, Spurs got rolled at home by the New York Knicks, 121-109. And one upset in college basketball. How about Texas Tech? Take down the 13th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers at 57-52 at the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. The holidays are coming, so don't be a ho-ho-ho. Shop local at Top Gun for all your lawn equipment, equipment rental, and equipment repair needs. TopGun.net will shoot you straight.
I didn't realize there were people really to call Elgin Elgin.
Yeah, well,
really?
I mean, if you don't know, you don't know. I mean,
yeah,
you just,
it's true.
Is it a hard G or a soft G? Is it Buddha or Buddha? You don't know until you've been told, but yes. So that's easy to mispronounce. But, you know, the president should know how to say the city in Scotland, Glasgow. It's not Glasgow. Glasgow. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. That's an easy one to get. Hey, so we're talking about Quinn Ewers in this transfer portal situation, the wildness that it is. Well, here you go. Now, if you're Steve Sarkisian and you're looking for a quarterback, you got Quinn Ewers. But what about this Max Johnson? And it may be his brother. Double dip. I mean, this tight end kid, the Jake Johnson, is a five-star tight end who had been committed to LSU in the upheaval there with Ed Orgeron out and Brian Kelly in. He's into the portal, and the brother has decommitted. You know, Texas could use a quarterback and a tight end. I mean, this is where what's going to happen in the next week is pretty fascinating of how this plays out. And, you know, Max Johnson is the son of an NFL quarterback in Brad Johnson. He's 6'6". He's mm-hmm. You know, big kid, which, you know, kind of plays to what Steve Sarkisian's offense is, which is a pocket passing offense, push the ball down the field, likes, you know, the RPO game, but then the big plays down the field is what it's all based upon. So we'll see. And this is where the unknowns. I mean, we know yesterday or earlier in the week that the new Horns with a Heart campaign was announced. That's not a coincidence that we're, and with the time, it was 8 days to the signing day. And the Longhorns have only got verbal commitments from two offensive linemen. Well, here comes this new idea with the Pancake Factory that they can pay any incoming lineman up to $150,000 a year and make that promise, right? Money's already been covered. It's there. It's on the table. $150,000. How much is that, Buck, over 4 years? You do the math, right? That's pretty good cash that you're walking into. That's not a one-time payment deal. That's an annual. And, you know, so now you're in the mix for the top four or five offensive linemen on your board. Now you have this. You need a quarterback. Right. You're going to attack the portal. This is going to be really interesting to watch in the next week, and I do have a feeling we could see a lot of news coming, either good or bad, for Texas, but you're going to get a lot of news. A lot of decisions are going to be made. And it doesn't, I mean, if it's not Quinn yours, what do you make of Max Johnson from LSU, who's played, had time and started games at quarterback, which might be an advantage versus someone who's not played yet?
Well, I anything coming out of LSU at the quarterback position right now, you can keep it except for Joe Burrow.
Well,
the rest of it, I've watched them both play. It's still a hot mess.
Yeah, Miles Brennan, the lefty, is also into the portal too. So Brian Kelly's also going to be in the market for quarterbacks, right? I mean,
for sure.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. And this is wild. I mean, we know it's here. We know the rules have changed. The landscape has changed. But as you and I, someone who's covered this for as long as we have, it's fascinating, man. It's moving fast.
Well, yeah. If I was getting cash like that, it would pique my interest. And would I be interested in practice? You damn right I would be. It wouldn't just be about the games.
Well, I mean,
the better you play, the more opportunities there are for you.
And whether, as Quan Cosby told us last hour, and he's right on, I mean, Texas didn't change the rules. They're just playing by the rules that have been set now.
That's right.
And they do have deep pocket donors that want to be invested in this, and they want to help. But they don't want to run their own NIL deals. They need a clearinghouse to, here, where do I write the check to? Just tell me who I make this out to. And that's what both of these Clark Field Collective is and the Pancake Factory thing. But that's been organized. So, I mean, think about if you're one of these young offensive linemen, Buck, and you have options. Okay, you like the idea of Kyle Flood developing you. You like the idea of early playing time. Well, guess what? $150,000 a year for 4 years is $600,000 bucks. You're saying, okay, well, all right. So I'm walking into that. Plus other NIL deals.
Right. That's
I'm an offensive lineman.
Right.
I'm not a quarterback here. I'm not going to ever be a big name. You know, receiver, running back, I'm on offensive lineman.
But they have deals. I mean, the tight ends had a deal this year.
Sure, but it was over $600,000 over four. That's what I'm saying. That's a guarantee. If you stay every year, the offense, that whole Pancake Factory is dedicated to offensive linemen,
sure.
The 14 or 15 that are on scholarship. That can sway. And it's completely legal. It may turn your stomach a little bit, but that's what it is. I mean, so now you got these young guys sitting around with their families trying to make this decision by next Wednesday. Going, okay, well, that's security right there financially. Mom and Dad, I can help you. I mean, that's good money.
Hell yeah.
I'm getting college. And again, I'm not a big name. I mean, for close folks close to recruiting and the Longhorns, they're going to know the name Kelvin Banks or Cam Dewberry or any of these guys. But guess what? On a name, image, and likeness thing, offensive linemen are going to be almost forgotten. Well, not here. Not here. You're walking into it. And it's something you can bank on. No, you know, no pun intended. That can be.
And as you said yesterday, that slim number that will go on and play NFL football. It's nice to have that kind of cash. I don't know any college student unless they're just filthy rich that come out of there, and that kind of money is sitting there waiting for them.
Correct.
That is a great way to start your life outside of college.
And if you buy into the vision of Sark, and as we had Quan Cosby say last hour, that one of the things the former players are selling to these recruits is Austin, Texas. I mean, to come out of the University of Texas in Austin, Texas, having played with the Longhorns, whether you ever crack the NFL or not, and that's your goal,
mm-hmm.
It's where you want to be. You know, how many former Longhorn athletes have opened businesses and started businesses here that are thriving in Austin, Texas?
Yeah, at least you got a chance. You and your buddy, you and your best friend have collected some money over 4 years, and you want to be in this Austin area, and you want to take a chance, and somebody you want somebody to take a chance on you. You have some backing between the two of you, the three of you, or the five of you.
Well, again, I'm just...
And by the way, those guys do such a great job with each other.
I know.
And how they support each other.
Well, that's
here.
A powerful thing, right? They support each other for causes, the charity golf tournaments. But no, I mean, you know, Brian Arakpo is a business owner now here in Austin, Texas. Michael Griffin, a business owner on a couple of occasions. Jeremy Hills, I mean, just Kenny Vaccaro. TJ Ford. I mean, these guys are all active in this, and that's, look, you can do that really anywhere, but Austin, Texas is a thriving tech boom town. But where else would you want to start a business down the road than here? These are, because good, let's be fair, Texas can't sell success. They can't sell a winning football program right now. Steve Sarkisian has to sell opportunity for playing time, development to the NFL, be a part of the solution, but also the long term. And someone said they think the Pancake Factory is $50,000. That's true. The initial offer is $50,000 a year, but with the Clark Field Collective added in, there's been people estimating that each lineman could walk into $100,000 to $150,000 a year based on both of those. And those aren't the last ones that are going to be put together, I promise you. Plus, you can do your own name. It was like, you know, the opportunities are out there, and Austin is a spot that you kind of want to be. Now, you know, if you want to go play for championships, right now not the place, but you've got to, Steve Sarkisian, this program has to sell that vision.
And as individuals, they can grow into the charity that they really, really like.
That's part of the horns with a heart is right. A 501c3 to use that money, but also your name and likeness to raise awareness for charities that are close to your heart, your home community, right? You can,
that's right.
Doesn't have to be in Austin. If you're back in your hometown, you want to help support X, Y, and Z, you can do that. And, we'll see if those sway anything. They're certainly out there and available now on the recruiting pitch. We'll see. We've got a week until that opens up. Coming back, we know we're going live to New York City, New York. New York, New York, the town's so nice. They named it twice to talk to Chris Beard. That's where the Longhorns are. Spent the day there yesterday sightseeing. Now they're getting ready for a game with Seton Hall tomorrow night. So we'll talk to Coach Beard about all that's been going on with his basketball team and getting ready for the Pirates on Thursday evening. We'll get to that coming back. It's B&E with you.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, man. Start spreading the news. They left yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Start spreading the news.
Perfect song, Zay. Perfect song.
Sal is crying in New York City right now.
Sal, our listener, who listens every morning on the app in New York City. And that's where we go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline and bring to the air the head basketball coach at the University of Texas. He is in New York, New York right now, getting ready for a basketball game tomorrow night. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Coach, let me ask you this. It is a business trip, and that's what all head coaches and most coaches will say when they're on the road, because there's a game to be played. But are there kids on your basketball team that have never been to New York? Is this their first time? Is that a trip that's really good for them?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we try to play on the East Coast at least once a year. I know next year we're in the Garden. This year we're obviously playing New Jersey. We got down here a day early. Just for those guys in mind, we had several players that have never been to New York. So we practiced yesterday in Austin in the morning. We came to New York yesterday, did some team stuff last night in Manhattan. And today we'll get back to work.
And that opportunity, Coach, I know they're there for playing basketball and developing the program you want it to be. But at the same time, they are college students, and to have some fun and see some sights they've never seen before. And there, you know, very few places in our country can you see what goes on and everything that happens historically and currently than New York City. I'm assuming that had to be great for the team and camaraderie and things of that nature.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best things about college athletics. You know, basketball is no different. Our players work so hard. They make so many sacrifices. Yeah, think about it. Most of these guys never get a spring break. They never get more than 1 or 2 days off at Christmas. So sometimes on trips like this, especially when you're playing in New York, it's good for the guys to experience some things.
Coach, where did they go? I got to believe they went to Ground Zero at some time yesterday.
Yeah, we did some good stuff. We definitely maximized our time here. It's about as productive a New York tour that you would see. We made it to the Empire State Building to give the guys kind of a view. Then we hit Times Square a little bit and actually ate some New York pizza. And the highlight of the trip so far in terms of off the court, we went to Broadway last night. They got the new Broadway show on Michael Jackson. It opened 2 days ago, so we were there the second day it opened, and it was awesome. I think the guys enjoyed it.
That's very cool. A little culture, Coach. And that, you know, one of our questions of the morning, so I'll bring you in our conversation, Coach, because Bucky mentioned off the top that one of his favorite artists, Andrea Bocelli, has announced he's going to be playing in your new basketball arena that's going up this summer, and he said he will cry for sure. So that led us to a conversation of us tough guys, is if it's okay to cry at concerts or in movies. Can you recall a time or the last time maybe you teared up during a movie or at a big show that you were at?
You know, I'm a lot of things, but crier is really not one of them. I think when Ollie hit the free throws in Hoosiers, I might have teared up a little bit, but I didn't admit it to anybody.
See, I told him you wouldn't cry, Coach. I tried to tell him that you're not.
It.
No, I said, no, he's not going to tell you guys that he cried at
That's
some
That's a good one, though.
Song.
I hadn't thought about Ollie and Hoosiers when the coach says, hey, when you make this free throw, you know, make sure you're getting back on defense. That'll tug at your heart right there. There's no doubt about that. Coach, your game tomorrow night. Let's get to that. You're gonna have a workout today to get ready for it. You know what you're walking into. No joke on the East Coast with a team like Seton Hall, who they've battle tested themselves early in this season against some really good competition. What's your goal with your workout today and tomorrow, and getting ready for the game Thursday evening?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us, no doubt. You know, I think. The preseason rankings, it's just a lot of speculation in our sport. You know, until you hit the court, all that stuff figures itself out later on. But I would argue Seton Hall is one of those dozen teams or so in college basketball right now that appears to be a team that really can compete at the highest level, picked by some to win the Big East, could be a Final Four team. You know, they've literally a basket away from being probably the top five or six right now. They you know, beat a really good Michigan team that beat Duke a few days later. They, you know, lost to Ohio State by a last-second shot and beat a Pac-12 Cal team already. So we'll have our hands full for us, but it's a great opportunity for us. We couldn't ask for a better game. Obviously, the second true road game we've played. Most of these games going around the country right now are neutral, but we really wanted to test ourselves this first year as we build the program, and we're doing that, you know, definitely tomorrow.
You know, old Big East basketball, new Big East basketball, it's still Big East basketball the way they play.
Yeah, no doubt. Especially, you know, when you're playing in somebody else's gym, it'll be the Big East officials tomorrow. So we've got to bring our kind of no-excuse culture out here. We know we're not going to get a lot of breaks. We have to make our breaks.
And I know we've talked on our visits, Chris, that you and I are the same age. And I know I grew up in the 80s, and I know Buck did too, but he was older. But the Big East basketball, those Monday night Big East games back in the day, I mean, this is – I know a lot of people my age fell in love with college basketball during those times. I'm assuming you were part of that, watching the Georgetowns and the St. John's and the Seton Halls. I mean, this is – that's where an early love for the sport can cultivate.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I had a lot of respect. Looked up to guys like John Thompson and all those guys that really created the game that we all benefit from today. There'll be some feel of that in this game tomorrow. You know, Seton Hall is also one of the tallest, biggest teams in college basketball, for lack of a better word. You know, they'll start a point guard. It's about 6'6", 6'7". Their wings are 6'6", 6'7". And then their big guy in the middle is about 7'2". So we've got all sorts of challenges in this game. But it'll definitely have kind of an old school Big East feel because of their size.
Yeah, and they'll bring in a little guard. I watched them against Ohio State. That's kind of stout, and you know all the kids from that area, Jersey and Philly, they're all tough guys. So it doesn't matter how tall they are, Coach. You know how physical they're going to want to play.
Yeah, I agree. You know, again, it's a great opportunity for us. This is one of the top, you know, I don't know, it's too early to say, but probably top 10 to 12 teams. In college basketball, they got experience. They benefited from the transfer portal, like we all have. So we'll have to play well.
Coach, your last game since we've talked was at UT Rio Grande Valley. You talked about that they were going to give you a good ball game. They had all transfers in. They can score the basketball. And you guys were in a dogfight at the half. It was 46-41. You made the adjustments at the half and outscored them 42-17 in the second. But what'd you like and maybe not like about that performance on Friday night?
You know, first half, we were fine offensively. We almost got to the 50-point mark. We just were having a real hard time, you know, putting any kind of stops together. We had no defensive flow at all. So we circled up at halftime, had a little bit of conversation. It's kind of a one-way conversation, if you guys know what I mean. Give the guys credit. They went out in the second half, did a better job.
Yeah.
Keep them over here, tried to set up that game.
Yeah, I have those one-way conversations with my kids. it's my conversation, and they have to do is listen to it. They don't get to participate that often, even to this day, as they're in their 30s.
I've got three daughters, so my one-way conversations are me sitting there listening, but I understand the concept.
Yeah, I have one daughter, and I understand that too, and two sons. So, but yes, the one-way conversations, we get that. Hey, how about single out Christian Bishop in that game? Played just 14 minutes, but scored 17 points, 9 of 9 from the foul line, obviously playing very aggressive basketball. That's a young guy. We're all learning these players, and you're learning them and how they're going to play together. Christian Bishop had one heck of a game.
Yeah, CB's been playing great for us. I appreciate you mentioning him. There's so many stories in our team that it's really hard to tell them all, but CB will demand that attention. He's going to make people talk about him. When he played last year at Creighton in the Big East, he was a really unique college basketball player. He shoots almost 70% from the field, which is only a few people like that in college basketball, and he's continued to do that with us now at Texas. He's also a guy that's really improved last year. Free throw percentage was something he had to work on this offseason, and it was nice to see him the other day step up there and make a bunch of free throws. So we'll need all of our guys to play well tomorrow night, including Christian. We'll have to have his interior presence, to compete in this game.
Chris, the New York-style pizza, are you more sauce or a more cheese guy?
I'm a thin crust cheese guy, but in New York you put an asterisk next to it and you get out of your comfort zone a little bit. Last night we had a little pizza too. I only got about two slices because Craig Way and Eddie Orr were killing it. I want to call those guys out, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I saw that picture of you three together. That's nice. And I know you've known EO for a long, long time. We know Craig from see him every day, as you do, too. But a fun trip to New York, but now staying in New Jersey for the game tomorrow night with the Seton Hall Pirates, who are 7-1. Longhorns are coming in. Also, I've only lost just one game this season. Keys for you tomorrow night, Coach. You've kind of alluded to it, their size, their ability, their toughness, and the games and schedule they've already played. But what are the keys to finding a win in this game Thursday night for your ball club?
Yeah, this one's pretty simple. We're going to have to defend and rebound. And defense tomorrow night means, it starts with our offense. We're going to take care of the ball. They got some massive shot blockers. So, you can't play championship defense if your offense doesn't set it up. And once we're in the half court, it's going to be a real personnel game, We've got some really talented players that we're going to lock in. It's probably going to be more about people than it is plays, if that makes sense. And then ultimately, we're going to have to rebound against one of the biggest teams in the country, so it's going to take all five.
All five crashing the glass. And now, by the way, this game tomorrow tips at 5:30 local time. So East Coast time, it's a 6:30 tip, but we'll break early here during our afternoon show tomorrow at 5 o'clock to get to the pregame from the game at Newark, New Jersey. 5:30 the tip time tomorrow night. If you're making an appointment to listen to it here or watch it, you might have to get off a little bit early and get home to see the game tomorrow night. Beyond that, Coach, you're coming back home for a series of games between now and Christmas and just past Christmas. And as you told us last week, the students are going to be off, and you've done such a great job, activating that student body and connecting with them and getting them out there for all these games. They're going to be, spread out all over the world for the Christmas break. And you guys are doing something cool here. In the next five games at home, we'll have $10 GA tickets, and you're going to be able to sit where the students normally do. So those lower bowl, behind both baskets. This is a great opportunity for fans who want to get to know this team once you get back from New Jersey to follow them and do it in a very affordable way.
Yeah, so five-game homestand beginning next week when the students are not in class. It goes all the way into our first two Big 12 home games in early January. So those tickets are available. Great lower-level seats where the students normally sit are available by calling in the ticket office or going to the website. So I appreciate you mentioning that. And also there's some good general admission kind of upper-level tickets available too. So we look forward to this opportunity tomorrow and certainly getting home, playing a few more home games in front of our fans.
Coach, appreciate it. I know it's a fun trip, but a long trip, and enjoy your time there. But let's see if we can, on a business trip side of it, see if you can come out of there with a victory tomorrow night.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, Chris Beard, our weekly conversation. Yeah, he's a thin crust guy in New York City, but Craig and Eddie ate all the pizza. That's what that sounded like. That was the breaking
surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Craig and Eddie ate it all. Ate it all, but well, he got two pieces. We'll get the real.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. You know, as I said, when you go on trips, there are kids that when you go to places like New York or when I went to Hawaii, those are trips that, you know, I mean, there are a lot of kids that will never get the chance to do that and never have been to a place like New York City.
We've heard the stories of kids who come and they've never been on an airplane before,
right?
Much less gone to New York City. Like they don't even...
Back in my day of coaching, there were a bunch of guys that had never been on a plane before.
Now that's obviously once you get up here for your freshman year, you take planes places, so you finally fly on an airplane. But yeah, it's a new experience, and that's cool. They went to the Broadway, very cool, like that. And Zay, from the basketball side, he mentioned it. This is a very tall, athletic, physical team, and I was interested. He said it a couple times that he, after watching the film and watching college basketball, he thinks this is one of the 10 or 12 teams that, you know, he speaks about Seton Hall like a Final Four team, and they are off to a 7-1 start. The only loss was a narrow loss at Ohio State.
Yeah, they could put out different matchups on the court to where you have to adjust as a team. Like Coach Beard said, they could go big and have their 6'6 point guard, Jaden Roden. He's their guy who's averaging almost 18 points per game. They got a big Tyrese Samuel who's basically a do-it-all big. He makes some really good passes down in the paint. So, yeah, they're a team that's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the Big East, and I would not be surprised if they're an Elite Eight team.
Yeah, and we all saw the Gonzaga game, right? Size gave Texas a problem, namely Drew Timmy. But Texas, and you know, we don't think – I should have asked Chris, but I think I know the answer. I don't think we're going to see Dylan Disu in this game, the youngster out of Pflugerville. They're going to hold him for conference to make sure he's 100%. That's their biggest body, and he won't be playing in this game. So you're a little bit undersized on the front line, but got to match up, and he says defense and rebounding. Next five, though, beyond tomorrow night at Seton Hall. And I'll say this, props to Chris Beard, who built this schedule to have two true road games on it before they get to conference play. We know how tough the Big 12 is when you're going into Waco, you're going into Lawrence Fieldhouse, you're going to Texas Tech. Those are tough, and this team will already have experienced that. Whether they win or lose, you've been on the road. You're not playing just in these tournament games where it's a neutral site and there's only a few people there.
Yeah, you're playing in the gym.
You're playing in the gym.
You're at the gym.
Yeah, and Chris has told us he was intentional about that. He wanted a couple of those games knowing how – this is a brand-new team. There are a lot of kids on this team that never played in a Big 12 game. That you know this is going to be part of it, and we're going to – it's a growing process for us. So that's there. We got – then when they come home, December next Tuesday, they're going to play Arkansas Pine Bluff. That's the team where the coach was having them run suicides during the game.
Remember, oh, yeah.
We had some fun with him last week. He's not real happy with his team. Then Stanford, Sunday the 19th. Rice is coming to town, Incarnate Word, West Virginia to open conference play, and Oklahoma State. And you just heard Chris Beard mention it. All of those next five games at home, we're through the West Virginia game, will be $10 general admission tickets for fans who want to sit where the students normally do. $10.
Good spot, man.
Hey, you and your buddy go down there for $20 and have some cold Bud Lights at, you know, happy hour pricing. That's a very affordable way to support and follow this Texas basketball team in a really good seat.
Yeah, or if you're Zay, you can have a bucket of soup and a couple sandwiches.
You and the soup and sandwiches with Zay. He did that one time.
No, he's done that on many occasions.
What's the soup, Zay? What's the soup of the day?
Chili. Today? I don't know.
Chili is not soup. Chili is chili. Chili is not soup.
I consider that tortilla soup and chili to be the same thing to me. Just about, yes.
What?
Today I'd go with a hearty broccoli cheddar.
Ooh.
That's like the people that try to say that a hot dog is a sandwich. A hot dog is a hot dog.
No, yes.
It's hot not dog a sandwich. Chili is a and chili is not a soup. Chili is chili.
And by the way, what are we going to do with Kenny Pinkett and trying to do his little slide? Now he's got every... Are we going to have to start hitting these quarterbacks, Zay, just to make sure? Like, is your guy on Sunday?
Heineke,
is he going to get hit when he goes into his fake slide? Is somebody going to have to tattoo him to make sure?
Why do you think he's going to do it?
No, because he's the guy who goes for 20 and then takes his slide.
You know, Heineke will run a little bit.
Yes,
we'll get back
into
that Cowboys matchup. It's a big one, and don't sleep on Washington. I know we went through it a little bit earlier in the 6 o'clock hour. This Washington team... People, I think you're kind of just chalking it up. They're better than you think, I think. So we'll get to that. Also, we will reset those headlines, talk more on the transfer portal situation, and more on this Texas basketball team and their trip to Newark,
and
New
I did
Jersey.
Tell you the coach would not cry. He wouldn't. He wasn't
right.
going to give that
you're
up.
You're right
man.
About that. Now, he
cry.
Said he did tear up when Ollie made the free throws, but you haven't even seen the end of Hoosiers yet, so you
no.
don't even know that.
Well, I'm getting close. I'm getting there.
When you got to see the end of Hoosiers. He just gave it away. Spoiler alert. A little Ollie. And he made them, by the way. He made those.
Was Ollie the little equipment dude?
Yeah.
and ended up coming on the team.
And he helped to win the state title. He had to make
it. Yeah, with the Rick Barry form.
Yeah, he went granny shot.
I saw that, yeah.
He went granny shot. Hey, so however you got to get it in there.
That's right, Rick Barry.
We come back. Load up the blitz. Only as good as you make it at 447-3776. A little gossip in there first. It's Craig Way.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No games, just the gossip. It's brought to you by the Ice Cold Bud Lights, the world's favorite light beer, my favorite light beer. It's makes the good times great, great times unforgettable. Make sure you're including the Bud Light in all of your holiday festivities. You know, when you need some holiday cheer, you know the beer. It's Bud Light. Or Bud Light Seltzer and the cucumber flavor, which I like, which are very, very good for the holiday parties. And the cucumber flavor's in a green thing, so you get the little holiday green up in there. Which,
sweet.
Go for that, my friends. But, yeah, and always be sure to ride safe, please. Decide to ride and get a ride share. Be smart about this as you're enjoying the festivities of the holidays. And maybe you're going to be enjoying the Army-Navy game on Saturday. Go Army. So it is official. I'm trying to get some deep dive scoop from our buddy Craig Flowers, Buck, the Colonel, that for the first time in nearly four decades, the Army is changing their fitness test, like to be able to be a cadet. You know, to be able to stay on, you got to be able to pass the fitness test, and for like 40 years, since 1980.
So the post up in where we were.
Yeah, but Fort Hood.
Fort Hood.
Yeah, it used to be where you had to do a bunch of sit-ups and push-ups and then do a two-mile run. Now they're doing a lot more different things, a lot more, you know, core strength things, planking. It's different. They've been working on this for years now.
Women and men have to do that.
Both, oh yeah. They're trying to design the fitness test for the Army for actual what is actually happening on the battlefields today. So we'll get some details. Maybe we'll get Command Sergeant Major Burgoyne on with us, and he'll explain what's changing at Fort Hood, Texas. But that's coming. Also, Buck, from salacious gossip, this is not salacious in nature, but it's timely. Let's give props and credit to Anwar Richardson over at orangebloods.com. He posted about 40 minutes ago an update on the Quinn Ewers situation. And there is some juicy stuff in it. It says former South Lake Carroll quarterback Quinn Ewers is scheduled to visit Texas on Saturday morning. So he'll be in town this weekend. According to Anwar, he was told through his sources that it's down to Texas and Texas Tech for Quinn Ewers. Of course, he visited Lubbock last weekend,
right.
Visited TCU this week. But Anwar reports that TCU was recently eliminated from contention, so it's really a Texas and Texas Tech conversation.
Coffee is for closers.
Because we know from the jump that A&M wasn't going to get involved, that they're happy with their quarterback situation. They've got a five-star kid from Houston coming in this cycle, who would have been the same Eric Cage as Quinn Ewers, but that's the direction for Jimbo Fisher. But he also says, how about this, and this is interesting, in addition, sources close to the situation told me they're optimistic Ewers will have a decision by Monday.
Awesome.
Those close to the situation are optimistic that making that decision could help, you know, getting Quinn Ewers on board can help with last-minute decisions before National Signing Day, which is Wednesday. That, you know, some of these guys who are on the fence, offensive linemen, skill players, the like, and even some portal guys could all say, wait a second, Quinn Ewers is there. That could bolster and really put some of these recruiting, you know, pushes over the hump. Because, you know, kids want to go play with a top-end quarterback, which
For
is
sure.
what Quinn Ewers is. So that's the story. Thank you to your great job by Anwar with that report this morning with the very, very latest on your salacious gossip. Also, Buck, from salacious gossip, as we've gone through, we learned about Kentucky Fried Chicken and their fire logs that smell like fried chicken.
No.
You need to walk into a KFC maybe today just to get this.
A little smell.
Get the smell. Because I do like fried chicken. Who doesn't like the smell of fried chicken?
And I do.
You do. And it is National Christmas Tree Day, which, have you erected your Christmas tree yet at the house?
Is that
the
heads up?
It is up?
It's been up.
Trimmed?
Yeah, well, it's a fake Christmas tree.
Yeah, ours is fake.
I don't bring the real deal in anymore. That was my old man's thing.
I can report that my wife likes to put up two Christmas trees. Like one that we put all the kids' ornaments, because every year for Christmas, each one of our kids would get an ornament.
Bring back the ornaments.
When we went to see Santa every year, the kid would pick out an ornament. So they have their whole life.
Where's the other one located?
It's in the front room, and that's where she puts all of her mother's old ornaments, all these antique old ornaments.
That you haven't got to yet?
Well, we can't find the tree. There's like a Christmas tree. She don't want a real one. It's a fake tree shortage.
are really all yes. around the place?
Supply chain problems today. I mean,
come
we can't.
Come on, man.
Well, and like the one we
you
have.
Can I borrow my lamp?
Can I have your Christmas lamp? No, she's not going to want to hang her mom's, her late mother's ornaments on your Christmas lamp. I don't think that's
well,
true.
Well, it's Festivus for the rest of us. It's a beautiful lamp.
Well, that's for you, though. You need that.
No, we got rid of the shade, the lamp shade. That's what's bothering me. How am I going to make that thing bow out a little bit? I need that shade.
She likes to put two up, and that's where I kind of, because her mother was huge into ornaments and Christmas trees, and she would decorate the tree all year, all season long. She likes to honor that.
Yeah, when the old man used to put ours up, the night before Christmas, those little bristles from the tree as it was dying out when it was still left up there in the middle of January, when the tree had already dried up and was turning brown.
You got to get that thing out of there. That's a fire hazard, dude. You ever, buddy of mine.
I know, with 8 kids in the house.
Buddy of mine with several.
Certainly was a fire hazard.
Good friend of mine with several acres over in Buda. He would take his old trees and people would collect them, and then on Super Bowl Sunday,
mm-hmm.
we'd light those bad boys. So it'd be like 3 weeks or 4 weeks from Christmas. We would light them up out there.
Nothing like those babies going out.
And they would go up like a comet. Unbelievable. All right, let's get to your Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Here you go. First Blitzer, you're up.
I heard the Army's going to add yoga to their fitness test. Downward dog.
Downward dog.
I don't think so.
No. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Let's call it what it is. It's a slush fund. This is Jeff Ward.
Jeff Ward, yeah. It's illegal slush fund then.
Yeah. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Good morning, fellas. This year was supposed to be a rebuilding year for those hillbillies down there in Tuscaloosa. That rat poison got really, really yummy. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
Yeah, I don't think.
You don't want the lamp? Look at that.
CB has sent us a picture of the lamp.
Yeah, that lamp is gone.
Yeah, I don't want that. My wife's not going to want any part of that deal.
No, we got rid of that.
That'd be a fight.
No. Yeah, that would be a fight.
That would be a fight. No, not going there. But I will say, come on, Roll Tide guy. Alabama, no one ever called it a rebuilding year. They were number one in our preseason top 25. There's no rebuild. They were underachieving for a good stretch of the season, even though they were winning ball games.
And now they're back to rolling.
But winners win.
That's right.
And listen, Kirby Smart looked across the field and saw his daddy over there and said, "Ooh, got nervous."
Yeah, I'm scared again.
Do you see that happen on Saturday? Hey, look, there's daddy.
Well, Texas have to look over next year, and their daddy will be on the other side again.
September next year. Roll Tide. Well, could be Quinn Ewers versus Bryce Young in that matchup. We'll see. We'll get you the latest there. Also back into these Cowboys as we get up over the hump, start looking forward to week 14 in the National Football League. National Christmas Tree Day might be the time. Get that thing up. It's Beanie on the Horn.